Yo, yo.
Big ups. Hey, man, I had to do that shit like Joe, man. I had to do this shit for Joe, man. Welcome to the Supreme Podcast, man. What's going down? I got your boy McNeil in the building, man. He just came off of a fresh win against the Bengals. Game of the week. How you feel, man? How you feel?
Man, we feel good after that one. It was a tough battle for us. We got a rookie safety starting for us, and he gave up a couple touchdowns, but he'll get acclimated to what we like to do here in the Los Angeles Chargers, man, what we like to do. But main thing is we were able to pull that game off and put another W in the win column for us. So we're happy about that.
Okay, nice, nice, nice. I mean, what would you say you did that that you executed the best, you know? What were you doing on offense? What were you doing on defense that really helped you pull that win out?
Honestly, I just kind of stuck to my guns. We ran the ball like we wanted to with the new running back that we've acquired. We just stuck to it, man. We eventually broke for a big run, and I think that just kind of gave us momentum. Defensively, I think we gave up too much, man. We just couldn't get off the field, man. We couldn't get off the field. We just had really, really, really long plays, really long drives. And I just told my guys, hey, somebody needs to make a play. And Derwin James had a huge pick for us at the end of the game to seal the deal. But we just kind of stuck to our guns, just kept blitzing. It was left my guys on an island, but I knew somebody would come up with the play eventually.
I hear you, man. Them Chargers always find a way at the end of the game, man. They come out with some miraculous shit. I didn't see them come out with some lucky shit, man. But most of the time, it's always you doing some user type shit. You usually lead the league in picks with a linebacker every damn season by getting all them damn user lurks, man. Can Absolutely. You help some of these guys that are struggling defensively against the pass, man? What is it that makes you so, you know, effective defensively against the pass?
I mean, It seems that the more and more reps you get, you kind of know what routes are coming and what to kind of hold off on and what to kind of pass off on. And you just, at the end of the day, you got to trust your guys on the other side that they're going to take care of whatever assignment that they're doing. But you can't try and do too much. You can't play every part of the field. But again, you have to take away those first reads, depending on who you're playing against, kind of knowing their tendencies and just kind of sticking to your guns again and just continuing to focus and execute. You know, it's a matter of just executing when needed. You know, sometimes you're not going to be able to make that big play, but if you make it when it really counts, that's what matters the most. So
I hear you, my boy. I hear you. I like to tell people that basically, that comes down to being able to actually know the game.
Absolutely.
You specifically said that you want to take away people's first reads. Most people right. don't understand about, you know, number three, number two, who's hot, who's not, things like that, giving away disguises and things like that. So when we talk about stuff like that, that's kind of like talking Spanish to some of these guys, man, because they, you know, grew up their whole life, you know, playing Mario Kart and shit like that, never actually playing real ball. So when, you Absolutely. Know, whenever I see boys making plays like that, man, and taking away that first read, it's something I like to see personally Absolutely. Myself. Man, let's get into these power rankings, man. We got the week 5 power rankings coming out, man. We not much, you know, changed around this week. Obviously, with myself falling out off that L that I took last week, man. But let's start it out with the top 5, man. We got the Redskins at 1, the newly number 1 ranked Redskins. Then we got the Rams coming in at 2, always a solid user in Zach. We got the Bucks coming in at 3. We got me falling to 4 with the Jets. We got yourself at 5 with the Chargers. You got the Ravens climbing up a little bit at 6. You got Muffin with the Vikings climbing in at 7. The Panthers going up to 8. The Titans up to 9. And Keon falling to number 10 wow. with the Chiefs. Yeah, man, Keon had a little, you know, scuff with the rankings board earlier today, man. He felt like he had fell way too far, man. How do you feel about the rankings, and how do you feel about Keon's place at 10?
Well, I mean, right now it's pretty competitive right now in the rankings, man. And taking that loss to the Bears, I think, was a pretty big knockdown for the Chiefs and their organization. At the end of the day, it is power ranking, so we got to go. It's a week by week thing, and I think the way that it is right now, I wouldn't say put him at the bottom. I still think that he's. I mean, no offense against Muffin and the Vikings, but I think he's a better team and better organization than the Vikings. But with that loss versus the Bears, it did that did take a toll on those rankings for the Chiefs. But nonetheless, they have been playing some good football.
I hear you, and you know, like I told him, man, I say it changed week to week. You know, boys are gonna climb, boys are gonna fall. If you don't like if you don't like where you stand on these power rankings, it's only one thing you can do to change that. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Well, yeah, man. Let's keep moving on, man. Let's see if we got any upsets last week. Upsets last week. I think it was just with myself and then Keon this past week. So not too much going on with the upsets.
Let's talk about that for a second, if you wouldn't mind, there, Mr. Marcus.
Let's go.
So with that loss to the Redskins last week, obviously I know that you spoke to your guys, and that one was it was a big L for you guys, and I know you probably took that pretty hard. What was this? What did you tell your guys to put up 100 and over 100 points this week versus the Dolphins? I mean, what did you tell them?
Hey, what man, look, you know, right now, I believe we went to ESPN to check the stats, man. With Yam City coming off of a loss, his record is unscathed. It's something like Floyd Mayweather. You know, Floyd Mayweather is, what, 56-0? Yamp is something like that after coming off a loss. Yamp is never, ever, ever going to take a loss back-to-back. So with that being said, man, it wouldn't matter who was on the schedule this upcoming week. They was going to get fucking drove. Like, we had a point to prove, and it just so happened to be Cliff, which, you know, we hate to do that to Cliff, man, because, you know, it's a good guy. He plays his games, and he plays real hard, but, you know, he just don't have that knack, you know, for the sticks. And, you know, we took full advantage of that, to say the least, man. I think we had 10 picks, and I think we had 3 pick sixes, man. So I'm positive that we will have guys in the Offensive Player of the Week and Defensive Player of the Week this week. MVP Sam Darnold came away with 10. You heard that right. 10.
Wow.
Touchdowns. So, man, you know, he's well on his way to another MVP season. And just looking at that schedule, man, on the back half, it's looking like, you know, the Jets are really looking to, you know, close out strong and have another year where we get a first-round bye.
Wow.
Well, how do you feel about the Chargers going through the back half of the season?
I think we've gotten through pretty much the hard part of the season. We do have the Jets towards the end of the season. We also got the Chiefs again, and a couple other guys. But other than the Jets, I think we also have Muffin with the Vikings. We've got a couple games that it's going to take a lot of energy out of us defensively and offensively and on special teams. But I think we got a good chance to get a first round bye and kind of get focused and really get deep into the playoffs and potentially get into the Super Bowl and bring one home.
Nice. Well, look, man, this AFC, you know, I've been running this thing like LeBron ran the East. You know, all I want to know is, man, is somebody going to put up some type of competition, man? Am I going to have to switch conferences just to, you know, do what LeBron did, go to the Lakers and get some competition, man? I mean, what's going on out here?
As you can see, there's a lot of transactions being done. You see a lot of guys moving around, a lot of guys moving pieces to kind of beat the juggernaut team like the Jets, man. That's bottom line what everybody's doing. You see a lot of guys last minute hitting up guys, making phone calls, trying to get guys here, just kind of fill in where they need to. So I think it should be an interesting second half of the season going in. We should be locked in to kind of see how things pan out. One matchup I'm very interested in this week is the Panthers and the Bears. The Bears, like I said, they did have a big win versus the Chiefs organization last week, and the Panthers are going to be coming into the Bears field, and I really want to see how that game is going to turn out. But like I said, we'll see what guys do with all these trades and whatnot second half of the season, but it should be a nice one, man. We should be in for some good for some good games.
Yeah, man. It's the end of the it's a trade deadline is here.
You know, absolutely.
The boys is trying to make moves. Boys are trying to shuffle around some things and trying to make sure that their team going to be ready to compete on this back half, man. Because
right.
That final stretch is here and it's time to compete.
Exactly.
Me personally, I made some serious moves, man. And I had to get things going myself just to make sure that I was going to have the team that I needed. Oh, look at that. Looks like we got us a guest, man. We got us a guest that's coming in. He's got some breaking news for us. Let's see. Is he on the line? Can you hear us?
Man, what's good, motherfuckers?
Hey.
What's good, Coach?
Hey, Coach, man. We got Coach Marv coming in, man. He's following up a tough loss just now to the Redskins, man. Tell us what happened in that game.
Man, that damn 6'8 tight end kicked. Tell me what happened.
Oh man, I seen that. What do you think you should have done differently?
Man, they just mad with that damn high pass bullshit.
Oh man, they kill you with the high pass. That's a new feature. Bro. It's a feature that they brought back this year. They didn't have it last year, but they brought it back, and it seems absolutely. Like a lot of coaches are really starting to utilize that.
Yeah, yeah. Now we just gotta adjust. Yeah. But we about to get to work now. We got some speed on the field now, so.
We saw that. Just saw it hit the ticker just now that you made a trade for Ross, the speedster, coming from the Cincinnati Bengals. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? What did you give up to get such a coveted receiver like that with such speed?
Well, he had to get rid of some cap, so he had to send Ross. He was paying Ross like $9 million. We don't got much on offense, so we bit the bullet. We had to give up a first, a second, and one of our offensive linemen.
A first, but, a second, and an offensive lineman. Okay.
We was pretty deep on the old line, so we keep some of them. So we just move some players around and try to keep this thing.
Okay. Okay, well, let me ask you this, man. We were just talking about, you know, closing out the season, everybody making their moves, you know, on this back half to try to make that final run. Coach Marv, you got any predictions for who you think might be coming out of both conferences heading to the Super Bowl this year?
Super Bowl? Let me see. Hey, it's crazy, but I like them Chiefs right now for some odd reason. And I want to see the Chiefs. I want to see what Muffin got going on down there in Minnesota.
But, wow, this guy. So tell me right now that you're predicting that the Chiefs and the Vikings are going to go to the Super Bowl. Am I hearing that right? I'm asking you for your predictions. No. Who you like? I need to know solid predictions. Who, if I gave you $1,000 right now, I gave you a stack. If I gave him a stack and I said, "Hey, look, I need you to predict who going to the Super Bowl." What you putting that stack on, Mar?
I'm going with my boy George and probably you in the Super Bowl.
Wow. Okay. That's a solid pick. Let me hear.
Yeah.
McNeil. I mean, what you got to say, man? Let me see if he's willing to bet on himself, man.
Shit. I mean, I can't speak for it. I can't speak on it now, man. It's the way I look at it, man, is one game at a time. It looks like we lost Marv, but it's we can't speak too early. Obviously that's the ultimate goal, but it's one game at a time. We gotta get to the playoffs first. But obviously the Jets have a good shot at being there again, but we'll see.
Oh,
I'll leave it at that.
Neil, you know what? I wasn't expecting that from you. You know, You've been a real solid nigga, man. I could have for sure said, hey, look, fuck a jinx, fuck all of that. I'm betting on myself. Bottom line. Right. Hey, look, you're supposed to be the best, man. You
one game at a time. You know? One game at a time, baby boy.
Hey, man, well, listen, dog. If that's how you feel, that's how you feel. You know us, we confident. We gonna stay confident. We always feel like we gonna make it to the Super Bowl every season, all the time.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that's what we shooting for. I know that's what you shooting for. Hopefully you can get over that hump. Looks like we got Marv back coming in. Marv, we was talking about some things that was going on, man. What do you think about some of these scores that happened this week, man? Did you see that 100-point game?
Bro, when I seen you score 35, I immediately picked up the phone, called Cliff, and told him to run the clock.
Hey man, don't tell me you called the man personally, man. Did you get a personal phone call? You gave him a phone call while he was on the sidelines, coach.
Hey, I had to. I didn't want to see that.
Oh, hey, I also sent him a message and I said, milk that clock.
Hey, man, all I say is the crazy part about it is, man, I think I only had the ball for about 8 minutes. Shit, the game is what? Seven times, what, 28 minutes? So if I had an eighth, I mean he had it about 20 to 21 minutes.
What the hell, man?
He definitely was trying, but you can't do shit when somebody score, you know, on the first damn play. So, yeah, man, it was one of those crazy ones, man. We got hot, you know, defensively and offensively, and we took full advantage of Cliff. It was something that's definitely been running all over ESPN all week long. That is definitely a record. My defense is a little upset, man. They gave up 3 points. They was trying to get that shut out. But hey, sometimes it be like that sometimes, man. So, hey, look, man, we gonna wrap this thing up, man. I just wanted to give hear everybody out, hear about what they wanted to say about their predictions, Super Bowl predictions, and that trade wire, man. We're gonna be on the lookout for Ross, man. We're gonna see.
We in the lab all night,
out there in the bay, man. Just make sure that, you know, he chilling, and you know, make sure that he not getting into too much trouble out there in the bay going to those Golden State games, man.
Nah, we got his head on right.
Well, all right, man. Hey, look, man, we want to thank you, Coach Marv, for being a guest on the show. And we look forward to watching you for the rest of the season, man.
All right, fellas. I appreciate you.
No problem. All right, coach.
All right, fellas. Good luck the rest of the season.
Yes, sir.